Hey everyone, welcome back to the Just Go With It podcast. And if you are new here, welcome. My name is Jasmine. I am a certified life coach, content creator, and the host of this podcast. So in today's episode, I wanted to share 10 signs that you are evolving as a person and signs that it's time to embrace change in your own life. Change is constantly happening in our lives around us, whether we like it or not, whether we are prepared for it or not. As someone who naturally loves being comfortable, I have experienced firsthand how difficult it is when you resist change versus when you flow with the change, when you anticipate the change that needs to occur in your life so that you can evolve and grow as a person and along your journey. So I wanted to share some signs that I find myself experiencing in this season of my life and signs that I've experienced in the past to help you be able to anticipate any signs that you might be missing in your life and to just open your awareness to the signs, the synchronicities that you are evolving and maybe it's time for change in your life. So I really hope that you're able to take something positive away from today's episode and that it helps you along your journey. And without further ado, let's go ahead and get into it. So before we get into the 10 signs that you are evolving and signs that it's time to embrace change in your life, I just want to have a full transparency moment with you guys, especially because it affects the podcast and everything. So I would say like the last several months, I have been feeling called to make major changes in my life. And I've just been trying to figure out what those changes are, what they look like, how to go about them. And one of the things that I've been struggling with for the last, I want to say maybe 6 months, has been showing up for the podcast. And for the last several months, I've felt like I reached a plateau with my content overall and also the topics that I discuss on my podcast. And I know that this is a personal growth focused podcast. And the reason for that is because I started this podcast at the very beginning of my own personal growth journey. And I was in a season of trying to heal, grow, and survive. And I remember when I started the podcast, every week it felt like I was learning a new profound lesson and experiencing major healing moments. And I wanted to share those lessons and those healing moments on to the podcast. I've said this before, the podcast has been like a therapeutic outlet for me because, like I said, I was healing, I was learning, unlearning, growing, evolving. It felt like at such a rapid pace. And I had so much content to share with you guys just based on what I was experiencing in my life. And that's kind of the structure of how my podcast has been from day one. But recently, that hasn't been the case. And it's been hard for me to come up with new profound content and share like new lessons with you guys. And when I thought about why has it been difficult for me to come up with new things? Why has it felt uninspiring to come on the podcast? Why have I felt so stuck? I realized it's because I am no longer trying to survive in my life. I'm not trying to get by anymore. I'm actually thriving in life now. And that doesn't mean that my life is perfect and I don't have any issues and I'm not always learning and growing, because if you only knew the week that I had, girl, you would know. I'm definitely still learning and growing and healing. So personal growth is still very important to me and it's definitely the foundation of my life, and I will always focus on growing and healing and sharing the things that I'm learning myself with you guys. But if I'm completely honest, I feel tapped out when it comes to personal growth specifically. I just feel like there's only so much I can share with you guys that I haven't already. And that's kind of where I felt I've been, at least for the last 6 months. Because if I'm completely honest, although I have been constantly growing and learning always, I really haven't been learning anything new or growing in ways that I haven't already grown, if that makes sense. And me feeling this way with the podcast and my content in general correlates so well with how I feel about myself and my personal life. Right now, I feel myself evolving as a person, meaning my interests are expanding, my priorities are changing. And I think that in itself is the essence of personal growth, right? Personal growth is all about getting to know yourself better, figuring out who you are, what you want, what you don't want, and expanding beyond your comfort zone. And because this podcast and my content is an extension of my life and who I am, as I evolve and grow as a person, my content is going to evolve and grow with it. With that being said, I feel like in my personal life, I'm focusing less on personal growth, not because it's not important to me anymore or because I have stopped practicing the daily rituals and habits that I have talked about on here and that I'm always sharing. No, it's because personal growth and those things are just a part of me now. Like, it's become ingrained in me and in who I am, and I feel like I don't need to talk about these things as much. Like, personal growth to me is like breathing air. Like, I don't think about it as much. You know, like when you're breathing throughout the day, you don't think about breathing, you just naturally breathe. And that's how I feel with personal growth. I don't have to think about my personal growth or applying these rituals and these things. It's just a part of my life and I don't think twice about it. Too, when it comes to my content and the topics that I choose to discuss on the podcast, I don't want to just have them be about personal growth all the time, even though this did start off as a personal growth podcast. And I'm not saying I'm doing a complete 180 when it comes to my content or the topics that I discuss. As I mentioned, personal growth is still the foundation of my life. So there will always be some personal growth content mixed in with what I do and what I talk about. However, there are also so many different areas of life and different interests that I want to talk about that I'm becoming interested in, and I want to just expand. And I think one of the reasons why I struggled to expand beyond personal growth is because when it comes to personal growth related things, I feel like I'm somewhat of an expert when it comes to this topic, if I do say so myself, because it's something that I live and breathe and practice every single day. But when it comes to different interests that I have and different topics that I want to expand to, I don't feel as much of an expert in those areas. And so there was a struggle for me to expand my range and topics and things like that, because in my mind, I felt like, well, unless I'm an expert, then who am I to talk about it? And I realized that with myself evolving and changing, that maybe it's time to change the role in which I show up on the podcast. Maybe it's time for me to adopt the role of being a student once again and being open to learning and growing. And this realization opened the doors for me as far as how I want to expand, what I want to do, the changes I want to make. And I think I mentioned in maybe my last podcast episode, I was in a bit of a creative rut for a while. And I feel like this was the answer that I was looking for. It's because I was trying to create from a space of the expert when I am in a season where I need to be the student once again. And I have gotten so many great ideas of how I want to show up. One of the changes that I want to make on the podcast specifically is bringing on more guests who I feel are experts in the topics that I'm interested in, which is something that I've always held back on throughout the last few years of me podcasting. I've only ever had like a select few of guests on my podcast. I feel like I want to change my role and how I show up. I'm ready to like learn from other people. I'm ready to hear other people. So that's one of the changes that I am making specifically when it comes to the podcast. We're still keeping it personal growth based always. Like I said, that's the foundation of my life. So it's going to be the foundation of this podcast, but it is expanding a little bit. So I hope you guys are excited for the changes that I have planned when it comes to the podcast, when it comes to my content. And I completely understand that some people chose to tune in to the podcast or follow me because of my personal growth content, and they might not like the other content that I choose to discuss or share. And that's totally fine. But one thing I'm not going to do is put myself in a box because I'm afraid of losing some people. One thing that I've come to understand, and this is something that I'm going to get into in today's episode as I share the different signs that you are evolving and, you know, it's time to embrace change in your life. But one major thing that I've come to learn and understand is that not everyone or everything is meant to be a part of your life forever. Maybe this podcast was only supposed to be in your life for a specific season in your life. And if that's the case, I am so grateful to have been a part of your journey, whatever that might look like. You know, if you are not interested in the changes that I'm making, or if you don't care to hear like the different topics that I want to discuss or share within my podcast or my content, that is totally understandable. I know not everyone is supposed to be in my life and in my journey forever, and I am not meant to be in your life and in your journey forever. And that's just a part of life and evolving and growing. But I know that I need to honor myself and embrace the changes that I'm feeling called to make. And if I'm completely honest, some of these changes are even scary to myself, especially some of the big lifestyle changes that I want to make. But I've always been someone who has followed my heart, and I am going to continue to do that. And the things that I'm interested in right now are changing, and I'm focusing on different areas of my life. And with that, my content is going to be changing with it. That's kind of where I am in my life right now. Personally, professionally, I am just feeling called to expand beyond what I'm comfortable talking about, sharing, creating, and I'm craving something new, something challenging, something uncomfortable, and I'm just going to follow that intuitive nudge and see where it leads me. Okay, so let's get into the 10 signs that you are evolving as a person, signs that it's time to embrace change in your life. Honestly, the more that you become aware to the signs and flow with the changes that need to be made instead of resist them, the easier your life will be, I promise you. Now, I'm not saying it's going to be a smooth sailing process. It's going to definitely be difficult, but it will be more difficult if you choose to resist change. Trust me, listen to me. I have been there where I have refused to pay attention to the signs. I have refused to embrace change. And sooner or later, you get to a point where you can't ignore the signs any longer and something must be done. So you can either choose to flow with the change and embrace it all, or not. It's up to you. But one of the first signs for me that I'm evolving as a person is I start to feel uninspired with my work, my hobbies. Maybe I'm bored with my style and just things that generally make me happy. And this doesn't mean that I completely stop everything that I love and I change everything about myself. When I do start to feel uninspired with the things that usually make me happy, like let's say my work, for example, I might ask myself, okay, what about my work am I feeling uninspired with? Is it the topics that I'm discussing? Is it the style in which I'm filming and editing? Or do I want to try a different avenue? Like, what exactly is making me feel this way? So for the podcast, for example, like I mentioned earlier, I was struggling to feel inspired with the podcast. It was really hard for me to come up with topics, and I never questioned if I wanted to continue the podcast or not. I knew it wasn't that. It was something else. I realized that I was simply bored with the topics that I was discussing, and I was just trying to figure out how I can get re-inspired with the podcast. And for me, that includes expanding the topics that I talk about, getting more guests on, rebranding the podcast as well. So before you throw away your entire life and decide to start over, just know if you are feeling uninspired with your life, your work, your friendships, your hobbies, whatever the case is, it doesn't mean that you need to completely let go of that thing. It just might mean that you need to reframe and find new ways to get re-inspired with what you have. So just a little disclaimer, because I feel like I've made the mistake in the past in whenever I felt uninspired with something, I thought that meant, okay, this is no longer for me. I no longer want to do this because I'm not inspired. But that honestly is not always the situation. Could it be sometimes? Yes, absolutely. But before you decide to completely scratch an idea, let something go, remove something from your life, really try to understand what is causing you to feel uninspired. Is it that you need to change your approach? Do you need to mix things up a bit? Do you need to do things differently? Like, what exactly is the reason for you feeling uninspired? The second sign that you are evolving or that it's time to embrace change is when things in your life begin to feel stagnant or blocked in a way. This can be a sign that you've either outgrown certain patterns or situations, and when things stop flowing the way that they normally do, this could be a catalyst for change and could prompt you to reassess and realign your actions and figure out what your next steps are. I really think, you know, when things stop flowing in your life and going smoothly, it's really an opportunity to break away from the way that you've been doing things and figure out what no longer serves you and find new ways to do something. And I recall experiencing this exact situation a year or so ago when I was on my path as a life coach. So I've shared the story before, but I'll just quickly share it again. Basically, for the entire time that I started my coaching business, everything just flowed so organically. From the very beginning to the very before the end, everything felt right, everything felt aligned, everything ran really smoothly and in my favor. There were definitely challenges along the way, like with building any business, there's hurdles and obstacles and challenges, but it never felt like anything I couldn't overcome. The clients were always coming in. I felt so inspired showing up as a coach and doing the work that I was doing. And then things stopped flowing and things began to feel stagnant, and I felt really blocked within my business and things were just not running the way that they were prior. And it wasn't until I exhausted all of my efforts that I really took a step back and asked myself, is this really the path that I want to follow? Am I my most fulfilled and happiest doing what I'm doing right now? And it wasn't until I asked myself these questions that I realized, yes, I love inspiring and motivating people. I love helping people on their journey of becoming their best self and being that person for other people that I didn't have in my journey. But I realized that I didn't necessarily love the avenue in which I was doing it, which at the time was through coaching. So I reassessed and I shifted to content creation. So I'm still doing what I was doing before, which is inspiring people, motivating people, helping people on their journey of becoming their best self. So much happier helping people in this way than I was when I was a coach. And I really love to share this experience as a reminder to you that if things in your life stop flowing, stop forcing it. The stagnancy that you feel is there to force you to take a step back and reassess yourself, reassess where you are, reassess what you're doing, and recognize what you need to change and what adjustments you need to make. Don't be afraid to pivot. It isn't a failure. It isn't you giving up. Sometimes things are only meant to be for a season, and that doesn't mean you failed. If something isn't flowing the way that it was or the way that you wanted it to flow, there is a reason for that. So trust that you're being redirected towards a path that is more aligned and more fulfilling. And one thing I just want to mention when it comes to things not flowing anymore, there is a huge difference between experiencing an obstacle or a challenge in your path versus being redirected. And I don't want you to feel like if you're currently experiencing a challenge on your path, that means you're not meant to do that thing or you're not meant to go in that direction, because great things come with challenges. This is where your intuition, your discernment really plays a huge role in deciding and really understanding, okay, is this just a challenge that I need to overcome in order to get to where I want to be? Or am I being redirected right now? Am I being shown that this is actually not my path? And I think for me, when it came to pivoting from coaching to content creation, I came to a point where I realized, okay, this isn't just another obstacle to overcome. This isn't just a challenge. Like, this has been happening for so long and I'm so exhausted. I have nothing left to give. There's nothing more for me to do. I've tried everything and it's still not working. That is when I realized, okay, maybe I am being redirected. And when I allowed myself to come to terms with that, that is when all of the resistance that I was feeling just completely went away. And the idea of redirecting felt so much more aligned and fitting for what I was actually wanting. So that's just something to keep in mind. If you are experiencing challenges, make sure to use discernment and really figure out, okay, am I being challenged or am I being redirected? Because they're not always the same. And the last thing I would want for anyone to do is give up on a goal or on a dream at the first sign of an obstacle. Another telltale sign that you might be evolving is feeling a disconnection with your current self. So you might find yourself outgrowing certain aspects of your identity, such as your beliefs, your priorities, your interests, things like that, kind of like where I am right now. My interests are changing, my priorities are changing. But another perfect example of this is when I was in my early 20s, I kind of started exiting my really hardcore party era. I was slowly getting over going to the clubs every weekend, getting super drunk, dealing with hangovers, and just having these unhealthy habits. And the process of leaving my party era was really uncomfortable because for the last few years, that's who I was. That's what my life was about. That was my identity. That was how I spent my time. Although that's not what I wanted anymore, it still felt strange because I did not understand who I was becoming or why I was changing. And sometimes the unknown of who you are becoming can feel really uncomfortable. I know when I started kind of getting away from my party era, I had thoughts such as, what's wrong with me? Am I weird for not wanting to go out anymore? I felt like an outcast. I felt like a grandma. I felt like I was boring. And it was very difficult to come to terms with the fact that I no longer wanted to live this lifestyle. And before I actually really accepted, this isn't what I want to do anymore. This isn't who I want to be anymore. I remember towards the end of like my party era, I would still force myself to go out. I would still force myself to like wear certain things. And I remember when I would go out, when I would get ready to go out, I would just feel so uncomfortable in my body, in the environment. I had so much anxiety during this time that came out of nowhere because, like I said, I was in a party era for a while. I enjoyed going out, or at least I thought I did. I enjoyed going to the clubs. I enjoyed doing all that. And to go from enjoying those things to all of a sudden getting panic attacks at the idea of going to a club was just so strange to me. And I did not understand myself. But eventually I got to a point where I realized I could not force myself to do these things and put myself in these situations where I'm quite literally getting panic attacks and anxiety, and I knew I was changing. And if you find that you're not relating to who you are anymore or the lifestyle that you were living, it's only natural that you begin to seek new experiences, new hobbies. You want to learn new things. And this is the fourth sign that you are evolving as a person and that it's time to embrace change. It's only natural that as you are detaching from who you used to be, you are learning to become a new version of yourself. And if you find yourself in this place, in this phase within your journey, my best advice to you is to be open to new experiences, to new things. Not everything is going to stick. Not everything is meant for you, and that's completely okay, but you have to try different things to figure out what it is that you like, that you don't like, what you want, what you don't want. You're in a season of rediscovering yourself, which is very similar to dating. In order to really figure out what you want out of life, what kind of partner you want, what type of relationship you want. You kind of have to go through different experiences and see, okay, I like this, I don't like this, I want this, I don't want this. And you won't really know that until you try different things, you're open to new experiences, you are open to learning new things. So don't be afraid to try something, whether it's like a hobby or a class or reading a book that you wouldn't typically read. Don't be afraid to step outside of your comfort zone, because you never know what might stick, what you might fall in love with, what you might cultivate a new obsession over. You just never know. And I think this can actually be an exciting part of the journey. While it can be uncomfortable and strange to not resonate with who you used to be or who you currently are, it can be an exciting time to figure out who you are becoming and what your likes and needs and wants are and rediscover yourself. And the fifth sign that you are evolving as a person is if you begin to build new, which are usually better, habits. As you evolve on your journey, you might also naturally or intuitively feel called to create new habits. When a new version of you is emerging, that usually comes with a change in mindset, habits, routines, things like that. And this all comes from my previous tip, which is being open to new things, trying new things, reading new material, learning new concepts. You may have never been a workout person your entire life, but you decided to try a workout class for the first time and you completely fall in love with it. And now you are a gym girlie who goes on daily walks and loves taking care of their health and wellness. For me, some habits that I've cultivated throughout the years as I've evolved have been having a morning routine. I used to be the type of person who would literally wake up 30 minutes before my shift or, you know, 30 minutes before class and just head to work or to school. I had no idea what a morning routine was. I did not take time for myself in the morning. It was just like, get up, get ready, and go. Over time, I cultivated a morning routine. I began journaling as a form of self-care and learning how to self-soothe and habits of cooking every single day. I never, ever, ever used to cook. I did not know how to cook. I hated cooking. And over time, I taught myself how to cook. And now I cook every single day. And I love cooking. I love cooking for myself. I love cooking for others. I love cooking as a form of self-care. And I would have never cultivated this habit had I not tried something new or tried to learn a new skill. And, you know, just some other random habits that I've cultivated over the years has been becoming more of a workout person, incorporating more daily movement into my routine. Again, I was, you know, party era, early 20s. I did not have any type of workout routine. I would go to the gym like very inconsistently. I started listening to podcasts. I started reading to help me learn and grow. And these are all habits that I cultivated over the years. These were not habits that were ingrained in me. I wasn't taught these things. I had to learn these things on my own. But it all started with a desire for change, for something new, for something different. And the sixth sign that you might be evolving or that it's time to embrace change is if your relationship or friendship dynamics begin to change. So when you're in the process of personal evolution, it's not uncommon for the dynamics of your relationships or friendships to go through some changes. Let's be honest, as your interests and priorities evolve, you may find that the things that you used to relate to with your relationships, your friendships, are no longer the same. That shift can create a sense of discomfort or unease, especially if, let's say, the people around you are not going through similar changes. As I mentioned earlier, when I was kind of shifting away from my party phase, the friends that I had at the time were still in the party phase themselves, which is totally fine, by the way. It's not a conversation of what's worse, what's better, or anything like that. It's just a matter of differences. they were still in their party phase. I was no longer in my party phase. They didn't want to do the things I wanted to do, and I didn't want to do the things they wanted to do. And that caused a sort of disconnect. I think another aspect that caused major changes within my relationships and friendships is when I started setting certain boundaries and communicating differently. So I used to be a very timid person. I never really spoke up when something bothered me. I was kind of that friend that allowed myself to be the one that everyone goes to trauma dump. And once I started setting certain boundaries, I started changing my role and I started speaking up more. That also caused some friction between my friendships and my relationships because they weren't used to that from me. When it comes to navigating these changes within your relationships and friendships, I don't necessarily believe it always has to result in the end of that relationship or that friendship. I used to think that, but I've definitely grown and learned that not everyone in your life has to be on the same timeline as you or the same path as you. Everyone is on their own journey. Not everyone is meant to grow and evolve. Some people are happy being exactly how they are and never changing, and that's their experience. But I think in order for a connection, any type of connection, whether it's family, friendship, romantic, whatever the case may be, I think in order for a connection to still be healthy and mutually beneficial, there has to be respect and understanding from both sides. So they can't expect you to stay the same, but you also can't expect them to change either if that's not the journey that they're on. And I think as long as they respect you and the changes that you're making and vice versa, then, you know, the relationship can still exist. Maybe just the dynamics change a little bit, or maybe the role that certain people play in your life change. However, I will say if the people in your life are not willing to respect, let's say, the new boundaries that you've set in place, or they're not willing to meet you in the middle with who you're becoming and where you are in life, then maybe it is time to reevaluate those connections in your life. I know that outgrowing people, especially people that you have been friends with for many, many years and people that you truly have so much love for, is very difficult and it comes with a lot of painful emotions, but it can also lead to new connections that align more closely with the person you are evolving into, which I think is a beautiful thing as well. So the next sign that you are evolving is you are willing to take more risks in your life. As you evolve, you may find yourself feeling more inclined to take bigger risks in life, whether that's personally or professionally. And I would say that the willingness to step out of your comfort zone is a clear sign that you're ready to grow and embrace change, whether it's pursuing a new career path, starting a business, pursuing a passion project, moving. The decision to take more risks in life is a conscious effort to expand beyond your comfort zones, and that is a huge sign of growth. Stepping outside of your comfort zone is scary, but by doing so, you open yourself up to new possibilities, new opportunities. And this is actually where I find myself in life right now. I have this desire to take new risks in my life that really, really scare me. And I've taken many risks in my life in the past. I will say it's always been after a lot of research, a lot of thinking and planning and preparing. But recently, I would say that I found myself wanting to be more spontaneous, and I've been saying yes to things that excite me without necessarily having all of the answers or having it all figured out. And that's something new to me. Like I said, I'm a planner, but in this season of my life, I am feeling called to be more spontaneous and say yes to the things that excite me and just see where life takes me. And I kind of love that for me. The next sign that you are definitely evolving and ready to embrace change is if you are feeling the urge to change your physical environment. So I just want to preface this by saying I don't think it's impossible to evolve in the same environment. Like, I don't think it's necessary to change your environment in order to evolve, But I will say, just from personal experience, every time I've felt it's time for change, it's time for me to grow, to evolve again, that always included changing my physical environment. Whether that was leaving a job, moving to a new place, moving to a new city, it always involved some sort of physical change of my environment. And every single time I have changed my environment, that's allowed me to evolve into who I was becoming. So for example, when I felt the urge to move out of the previous city that I was living in, I also felt like I wanted to evolve and grow in a way that I hadn't yet. And I felt I had reached my peak where I was living and there was nothing left for me there. I felt like I could grow as much as I could possibly grow. And when I decided to change my environment and move to a new city, that opened so many new doors for me, so many wonderful opportunities, new experiences, new people. I have experienced so many things since moving that I would have never, ever, ever, ever experienced had I not changed my physical environment. And aside from experiencing new things, meeting new people and all that, changing my environment has also helped me to grow as a person. I have become more confident in myself in so many ways. It has helped me to discover new aspects of myself. I feel like I have become more of who I am meant to be. And now I'm slowly starting to feel that call to change my environment once again. And I don't exactly know for sure what that looks like. I don't know where or when, but I am aware that I am feeling that change is necessary soon. And I'm sure as time progresses, I will get more signs that are telling me it's time to change your environment, it's time to move. And when the path starts to unfold itself to me, then I will make my move and I will follow according to what is being shown to me. I think another major sign that you are evolving and you're ready to embrace change is if you are willing to embrace challenges head on instead of running away from them. I think people who are ready to grow and evolve are well aware that it will come with challenges and that it's not going to be easy by any means. But instead of letting that stop them, they decide to face them head on and do whatever they need to do to overcome the challenges that they might experience. And they know that the only way is through, not backwards, not stopping, but just going through whatever they are experiencing. And I think having this mindset is so, so powerful. And this is definitely something that I've had to embrace as I have gone through different evolutions of myself and as I'm currently evolving. There's definitely certain challenges that come with it, but I know that whatever I do, whether it's to stay exactly where I'm at, to stay the same, or choose to grow and evolve, either way, I will be dealing with certain challenges, and I have to decide what is worth the fight, what is worth the struggle. And my last sign that I want to share with you that I think is a great indicator that you are ready to evolve, you're ready for change, is if you are okay with letting go. I think everyone who is on this journey comes to a point where they are okay with having to let go of a few things, if that means evolving. That doesn't make it any less painful, but it's just this understanding that not everyone or everything is meant to go with you into the next chapter, and that's totally okay. As I mentioned with some of the changes that I feel called to make in my life, and as a result, my content, and the things that I want to share and talk about and expand beyond just personal growth, I am well aware that not everyone will like that or want that from me. And I'm sure there are people who have placed me in a certain box of who they want me to be, what they want me to talk about and share and do. And maybe they're not interested in anything else that I have to offer. And if that means that this is where our journey ends together, I am absolutely okay with that. I am happy to have served in whatever way I could, but I and we and all of us, at the end of the day, have to do what makes us happy, what we feel called to do, and we have to trust that what or who we're letting go of will be replaced with something or someone that is more aligned to who you are evolving into. And I don't know about you guys, but the last thing I will ever do in this life is dishonor myself in order to not disappoint or displease anyone else. But that's just me. So if you are on this journey of evolving into a new version of yourself and embracing change, just know that that might displease other people. People may not want to see you change, maybe because they like the current version of you, and you might receive pushback. You might receive some resistance from people. But at the end of the day, you have to do what's best for you. You have to live life for you. And if that means making other people unhappy, then so be it. So be it. Because at the end of the day, this is your life. This is your journey. This is your happiness. And you have to live it for you. And these are my signs that you are evolving, that it's time to embrace change. I know it can be scary. I know it can be overwhelming and can make you feel like you just want to crawl in bed and pretend that the things that are happening are not happening. But I promise they are not going to go away. And I just hope that, you know, this episode could bring source of comfort in your journey of evolution and growing and change. I really hope that you enjoyed this episode. I really hope that you're excited for the changes that I'm making to the podcast, to my content, to everything that I have for you. And as a final reminder, be sure to check out our sponsors for today's episode. Everything will be linked in the show notes. If you want to catch up with me on any of my other platforms, everything will be linked in the show notes as well. That is all I have to say for today's episode. As always, until next time, remember to just glow with it.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week.
Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.